I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. Japanese pop culture is famously hard for outsiders to understand. It often comes across as, well, weird. The World's Alex Galifant had that reaction to an online video recently, but he looked a little deeper.
So a colleague sent me a link to a video. It had been forwarded to him by another friend. You know how it goes. The video is called Modern Jazz Opera. And here's how it begins. Yep, that's Now's the Time by Charlie Parker. Only in the video, it's sung by an old peasant couple with Japanese lyrics. The setting is a kind of studio version of an olden days Japanese village. They seem to be actors in some kind of elaborate comedy skit. But before you have a chance to consider what might be going on, they move on to Miles Davis. Superficially, the video, which runs to about 10 minutes, is just spectacularly odd. But still, what is it? I turned for help to Roland Keltz. He's the author of Japan America and splits his time between Tokyo and the US. It didn't take Keltz long to recognize the actor playing the part of the old peasant woman, a middle-aged man in sunglasses.
In Japan, this guy, Tamori, the comedian behind this video, behind this show, is everywhere. He's ubiquitous.
Okay, progress. So we know it's a skit starring one of Japan's biggest celebrities.
If you can imagine somebody who's on television every night, then you get on the subway and you see posters with his name and he's selling coffee and beer and ski resorts. He's one of probably two or three comedians that and performers that you see every night in Japan.
And this video clip, Kelt says, comes from Tamori's nightly variety show, an edition from March 1986. It was called What a Great Night. Kelt recognizes the subject of the skit too. Turns out it's a take on Momotaro, or the Peach Boy, one of the all-time classic Japanese fairy tales.
It follows the narrative very closely. It actually hews quite close to the narrative, but everything is done tongue-in-cheek.
The first part of the story goes like this. There's a poor old couple. They can't have kids. One day, a giant peach floats down the river to their village. The old couple take the peach home and try to eat it. But when they cut it open, they find a boy inside. In Tamori's version, this is where they sing Thelonious Monk's Mysterioso. So now we've got a Japanese TV variety show from the 1980s doing a tongue-in-cheek version of a classic fairy tale. But why the jazz? It starts to make a bit more sense, says Roland Keltz, when you know that Tamori, the comedian, was born in August 1945. That makes him the archetypal post-war boomer.
That generation grew up, in many respects, idolizing American popular culture. They read American novels, they listened to American jazz, they watched American TV. So for him, knowing those specific numbers and who created them, who composed them, would be a point of pride.
And Keltz thinks that back in the 80s, that self-aware sophistication, knowing relatively obscure jazz tunes like this one, Bill Evans' Waltz for Debbie, fit into a broader sense of Japan's place in the world. Tamori's TV show took full advantage.
That was a time when Japan's economy was expanding madly. Brand names like Toyota were actually becoming global superstars, and quite different from today. So it also would have been, I think, a show that was perceived to be a sign of how far Japan had come. We've come so far, we not only know these American jazz numbers, we can poke fun at life with them, we can poke fun at ourselves using American jazz, and then the story itself is probably the best known fairy tale in Japan.
In Japan, but not here in the States. Here's how it ends. The Peach Boy grows up, and along with some animal friends, he travels across the ocean to the Herbie Hancock tune, Maiden Voyage. Yukuzo! The Peach Boy arrives at the island of the ogres they've been stealing from the villagers. In Tamori's skit, the chief ogre is painted red from head to toe, wears glasses, and sings the bebop tune Donna Lee. In the end, the Peach Boy defeats the ogres and returns home with a load of treasure. In Japan, it's about as well-known a story as you can get. But Roland Kelt says that for younger Japanese today, the only thing they'd understand here would be the story. Today, their focus is domestic, not international, in music and in other things.
It's a symbol of how, or a sign of how pessimistic younger Japanese feel. Tamori's generation, they were looking to a Japan that continued to grow, and the growth seemed endless. Your real estate holdings would gain in value forever. You know, as some people said back then, in the future, we'll all work for a Japanese company. It seems absurd now.
So did the video when I first watched it. But it turns out to be much more than anonymous Japanese TV comedians singing jazz tunes in peasant costumes. It's really a historical document of a Japanese attitude, one that's slipping away. And maybe the United States can relate to that feeling, a feeling that something's been lost, that carefree sense of being on top of the world. For the World, I'm Alex Galifant.
And you can watch a video of this modern jazz opera. Just go to theworld.org. That's all for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Katie Clark. Join us again tomorrow for another spin of the world.